welcome to this Harlow College podcast. Now, we've been learning about the Audacity recording and editing software, and in this podcast, we'll take a look at the time shift tool. Let's say, for example, that you want to start your podcast with some theme music. And then you import your audio introducing the podcast. Hi, and welcome to this Harlow College podcast. Now, Harlow College students are a talented lot, and this includes... Now, at the moment, they both play at the same time. Hi, and welcome to this Harlow College podcast. Now, Harlow College students are a talented lot, and this includes singing on a track by the band Mind Vortex. So you need to shift your introduction so that it starts later, and that's where the time shift tool comes in. It's in the toolbox at the top left. You'll see you get a time shift tool caption when you hover the cursor over it. So click to select. And now when you place the cursor back in the audio window, you get a double-headed arrow. Click again and you can drag the audio. Let's try that. Hi and welcome to this Harlow College podcast. Now Harlow College students are a talented lot. It's too early. Let's drag a bit more. Hi and welcome to this Harlow College podcast. Now Harlow College students are a talent. Too late, try again. Hi and welcome to this Harlow College podcast. Now Harlow College students are a talented lot, and this includes
just right. On a track by the band. Now if you want to hear how that podcast turned out, please pause this and have a listen.
One other way that the time shift tool is useful is when you have lots of audio. As you import it, you get lots of different tracks, which can make it difficult to follow what's happening. If you use the time shift tool to move some audio along its own track, you can then shift it up to a higher track and close the track it was in, making it much easier to see all of the audio you're editing.